Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka-bicka-bow-bow-bow, bicka-bow-bow-bump-bump, what, ha-ha-ha-ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Do the show, man.
It's all right, everybody. Good morning. Let's get our heads right. It is a Tuesday on Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. I am Woodsy. That is our executive producer, Paul P.T. Rondo. Good morning, Paulie.
Good morning, Woodsy.
Well, it's our last day without Benjamin. Benjamin will be back tomorrow. Looking forward to seeing him. Rehashing everything we've done the last five shows without him.
See, I want to go back to this Adam Frazier trade.
Like, good God, dude. So he'll be back in, hopefully refreshed, relaxed. But, you know, we'll see. We'll see. The guy works very hard. He's very tired a lot. And it will be good to see him. You know, we are a show that I've always said, I think we're all talented in our own way, but the sum is greater than the parts. Right? Me alone, fine. Paulie alone, fine. Ben alone, fine. You put us together, it's where the magic happens. Okay?
Preach it.
That's where the magic happens. And I've really missed busting his balls for the last week. Haven't gotten a chance to do it. I've missed him Ben-splaining things to me. Very much. Very, very much. I've missed his calm demeanor. And mostly I just miss his smell. That's what I miss the most.
Yeah, you sit a lot closer, y'all.
About my partner, Ben Higgins. So he'll be in tomorrow. Looking forward to seeing him. We got one more show. Frankly, to be honest with you, Paulie, I would have loved him to return today, being that there was no Padre game last night. And it was one of those things where you look and you go, whew, okay, I'm going to get to bed early. You know, it's kind of nice. You know, you don't have to get stressed out. Because, man, every game right now is just super stressful. And you're just kind of in panic mode. At least I am watching this team.
I wasn't upset with the night off.
Yeah, well, I wasn't upset with the night off until I started thinking about today's show. And then I went, F word, what are we going to do? We have nothing to really talk about. We talk a lot of Padres here. Now, there's other things going on in sports. For example, my wife, who gets up really, really early, regardless, woke up, you know, at 1:30 this morning. Actually, I think she woke up 10 minutes early to watch Simone Biles, who decided to participate in an event today, and she actually got a bronze medal this morning. So congratulations to her. I know it's been a tumultuous week or so for her, and to be able to stare that down and get a medal at all is phenomenal. Phenomenal. So congratulations to Simone Biles winning that bronze medal this morning. Now, you know, mentally, I've had really kind of a rough go lately, but I'll tell you, man, it started on Friday. I've been feeling a lot better. Don't know why. That's the bitch of it all, right? You don't know why you feel sad, and you don't really know why you feel happy, and you feel like you're coming out of it a little bit. But something happened to me yesterday. I had a rough day, Paulie. Two things happened to me that was made it a rough day, and obviously rough being relative. Right? It's relatively speaking,
you're healthy, you're in San Diego.
Not that rough. Yeah. I wouldn't say healthy, but rough relatively. All right.
Mostly kind of sort of healthy.
Right. I have a theory. I wanted to yesterday prepare dinner for my family. And so I told my wife, I got home from the show and hung out with the baby. He's feeling much better. Little Taylor was really sick.
He's had it rough.
I showed Paulie a picture yesterday. He looked all sallow and like red-eyed.
He looked like if he could talk, he would say, why is this happening to me?
He looked like he just got back from a four-day bender in Vegas. He really did. I mean, I'm not even... I was like, bro, I've seen that look before. You know, I've seen it. And I've had that look. So he was pretty sick. But yesterday he was in such good mood. So Hannah and I had a nice day just kind of hanging out with him, taking care of him. She went and ran a couple errands. Then I went and ran a couple errands, went to the store, went to the driving range, hit a few balls. And I went and picked up some food because I was looking, Paulie, at my Traeger app. I have a Traeger grill at home, one of my grills at home. And I decided yesterday, I don't use it enough. So I pulled up the Traeger app and I started sniffing around for some recipes.
Okay.
And I found a great recipe, Paulie. I looked, I said, you know, this looks pretty easy to make. And I'm not, you know, I'm not the world's best on the grill. But I said, I don't even think I could screw this up. And it was one of the, I'm pulling it up right now. I'll tell you guys what I made. One saved recipe, saved. Okay. Roasted tinfoil dinner is what I made.
Okay.
It's chicken. It's new potatoes cut in quarters and green beans. You put it in the foil, season it up, wrap it up.
The whole thing, just kind of throw it all together?
Wrap it up together. Okay. So you do the chicken and the potatoes first for 10 minutes at 400. Then after 10 minutes, you open it up. Then you put the green beans in. Reseason everything. Mm-hmm. Fold it back up for another 10 minutes. Okay. Good to go.
Cover it and walk away.
Followed it to the letter. I followed it to a T. I go out. After the 10 minutes, I look at the chicken. I go, oh, it doesn't really look done, but I'll go ahead and add the green beans. So I did, reseasoned, folded it up, put it back on the Traeger, 10 minutes at 400. Gave it 10 minutes, walked back, opened it up. Chicken was raw. And I'm like, no one in the history of the world has ever cooked anything in a foil packet. Ever. It's never worked. Paulie, that is the 40th meal I have tried to make in a mother effing foil packet.
And you didn't learn after the first 39?
Nope. I'd never done it on the Traeger. I've done it in the oven and I've done this and that. Never in the Traeger. So I did it on the Traeger yesterday. It was worthless.
What other items have you tried?
Salmon.
In the foil?
The salmon bit.
No, yeah.
Mahi.
Yeah,
chicken.
I thought that's like almost how you're supposed to.
Me too.
Cook fish.
Me too.
Least. Like salmon. Like you make a little
the foil packet.
Foil pocket.
It's never happened. If you say that you've cooked stuff in foil, you're lying. I know you're lying. You know what you did? You did what I did. You opened it up, looked around, threw the meat on the grill.
Well, you went through the process.
Yeah, you
but
did.
You got sick if you ate.
You did the process, but you didn't finish it in the foil because it's impossible. It doesn't cook. It does not cook. And if you say that you've cooked things in foil, you're lying.
Oh, man.
You're lying through your teeth. Paulie, I've realized something, and we've talked about this, you and I, off the air privately, because I don't think either of us really wanted to share it with our listening audience.
I know where you're going, and I'm nervous.
It's not great. I suck on the grill. I'm a 46-year-old man who gets the most, panic stricken when I have to cook meats, fishes on the grill. I get panicked. I suck at it. If it's a Traeger, if it's a propane, if it's a gas,
yeah,
a campfire.
It doesn't matter if it's a $600 Traeger or a $40 Foreman grill.
I have so much more respect for, like, when you go to a nice restaurant and get a nice steak, how they do it. Now, let's say I've had 200 nice restaurant steaks in my life. I can think of one that wasn't good. It was overcooked. One out of 200. If you give me 200 steaks to cook, I'm going to butcher 197 of them. Butchered. Undercooked, raw, overcooked, gray. I get panicked, dude. I can't do it. I feel like less of a man.
I think about a couple weeks ago, you and I went out to dinner.
Yes.
I had a steak that I could have eaten it without teeth.
Yeah,
it
dude.
Was so
could have gummed
soft.
It.
Didn't even need a knife, barely.
What's the name of that place?
Lou and Mickey's.
Lou and Mickey's.
Downtown.
Me and Paulie went out for gentlemen's dinner.
Just delightful.
It was fantastic. We both sat at the bar on our phones and ate a really nice meal together. Well, we had to prep.
And I'm like, I'm just like, dude, it was right before we started our
yeah, it's the day
week
Ben left.
Without Ben.
Yep.
You and I went down to the ball game and I tried to
butter Paulie up with a nice expensive meal because I knew I was going to wear him out.
It was here. I know the next week's going to be hell, but here's a steak. But I'm like, dude, I could never cook a steak like that on my own.
Never. Like they'd have to give you 50 steaks and you still couldn't get it either.
I'd be guessing. I wouldn't know what I did right. I'd just pick it off and just be like, it looks good. Cut it open. Oh, nope, that one was raw. That one's still super red.
It's the worst. And like I for so long, you know, there's been a million little gadgets and tricks and, you know, my brother and I used to wear out that George Foreman grill.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, okay. Oh, look, the seal's in. It's hideous. It's the worst steak you've ever had. But if it's just for me, I don't care. I'll eat it. There's not much you put in front of me I won't eat as long as it's cooked, right? But then you get married and you want to make your wife. My wife loves a nice filet. So I get a cast iron and I start trying to sear it and then cook it in the oven. And I've hit on a few of those. I've hit on a few of them. But for the most part, dude, it's basically like throwing money away. So I knew this tweet was coming. Getting instant read thermometer to cook it perfect every time. So here's what I did.
I feel like I've had 20 meat thermometers in my life,
yeah,
and every single one of them has not worked.
Well, so here's the thing, Paulie.
Maybe I'm buying cheap ones.
So
I don't know.
In the Traeger, right, you set the temperature, and you put the stuff in, and then when you open the Traeger, all the temperature goes away. It all, and then you put the meat thermometer in. I don't know if the grill is what's heating up the thermometer, if it's actually the center of the meat, because there's one attached to the Traeger. I'm telling you, the anxiety that I feel from grilling is through the roof. I really am bad at it. I really am. I'm not good. I'm just not a good cook.
Well,
you know, again, if it's for me, no problem. You've said it too.
Oh, yeah.
Megan has bought nice meat.
Yeah, if I'm by myself, I don't care.
I'll just eat it. You eat, you burn it, you eat it. If it's undercooked, you're like, I'll dip in some A1.
Because, well, you want to cut it open to check on it.
Yes.
And then that ruins everything. It lets everything out.
My wife has never, ever eaten a piece of meat from me that wasn't cut in half.
Yeah.
Whether it's steak, right,
baby,
chicken,
I had to check.
God.
It's chicken, yeah, steak, doesn't matter. It's
embarrassing. It's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed.
I hate that we're even talking about this right now. It's probably, it's probably the number one thing I wish I was better at.
That's not even the number one thing I wish I was better at. This also happened to me yesterday. This one's mortifying. Taylor, this was in the afternoon. This happened before the fake foil incident. Taylor was sitting in his little chair, and he was just being such a good boy. And I've not been playing the guitar much, and it's something I really love to do. My wife was out of the house. She hates when I play the guitar. So I thought, you know, I'll play for my son, sing him some songs. You know, he likes it, man. He looks at him. He's also a captive audience. He's also 9 months old. He has no choice. He's going to listen.
Couldn't tell you if he didn't like
it. He's going to listen to Wonderwall, and he's going to like it, you know. And so I get the guitar out, and sure enough, I break my bottom string, the high E. And I go, well, that's it for me. I don't know how to. It sounded like that. Paulie, I don't know how to change a guitar string.
I'm sorry, what?
I don't know how to change a string on my guitar.
One more time for anybody.
I don't
that.
Know how to change a string on my guitar. I know the concept of it. I just can't execute it.
I don't have a guitar. I don't play guitar. I've had them before. I've tried, taught myself, you know, 3 or 4 chords.
Sure.
Isn't that the most like basic routine,
well,
like basic maintenance for a guitar?
Mm-hmm.
Other than, you know, like wiping down the dust that collects on it when you don't play it for months at a time like me?
Yeah. Can't do it.
I mean, I don't know how to do it either, but I don't play guitar. How long have you been playing the guitar for?
Since I was 10 years old. So 30, 6 years I have been playing. I've owned and played and played live. I've played in bands. I've played solo shows.
I mean, have you never like broken a string while playing it
in
front of people?
I have, and I had my buddy change it, and where I brought a backup guitar. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't.
You just walk off stage. Sorry, guys.
Sorry, guys. I'm done. Show's over. Broke a string. I can't do it.
That shocks me.
I can't do it.
That absolutely floors me.
I can't do it, dude.
As long as you've played guitar, I see, like, you go out when we do Take on Woods.
And I just strum.
We have a little guitar out in the other room. And you go out and play.
Yeah, I can play.
And if a string broke, you would not be able to do it anymore.
Correct.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah, when I break a string, I have to...
Like go down to Guitar Center or something?
Take it to the shop.
Oh, my God.
I can't do it. I can. I know fundamentally.
When you run out of gas, do you just go to the mechanic?
I know how to do it fundamentally. I know how to get the little peg out of the bottom, and then I know how to put the string in. I know how to run the string up through the hole. I don't know how to wrap it. Once I start wrapping it, it gets all loose.
Like and up at the neck?
Up at the top, on the tuning key. I know how to put it through the hole and start to twist. And I'm like, okay, I think I got it. And then, and it's all loose.
You got like
the
extra string hanging
and
out.
It's hanging off.
Like
and then I can't cut that string off because then it still gets all loose. And it's just, I'm embarrassed by it.
Oh, you're getting crushed.
I'm less than a man. I get it. I've 36 years, you guys. So when I need a new...
Is there anything else in the world that you've done for 36 years that you don't know actually how to do?
Everything else I got down pat. Joe says, freaking embarrassing. You are such a spazed out yuppie.
Spazzed out?
Why does that make me a yuppie?
I don't know.
I know it's embarrassing, Joe. I know it is, dude.
It's shocking is what it is.
Will Knight wants to know, give you a crash course in grilling and guitar restringing. Yeah. I wasn't happy to admit this, but those are two things that happened to me yesterday.
So somebody walks up to you, like you're playing guitar, string breaks, like gun to your head. Could you get it to play again? Could
yes.
you fix the strings good enough to at least?
I could get it, but it won't look like the other five on
good.
There. No, it'll be loose around the top and hanging a little bit, and then it just doesn't stay. I just can't get the wrap right. I know how to do it. Then I see my guys that do it. They're stretching and pulling the strings up the neck, and I'm like, "What is that for?" I have no idea. It is embarrassing. So,
Roman says, "I'm not upset. I'm just disappointed."
Dude, I know.
So am I, Roman.
I know, dude. I know.
I mean, I'm with you on the meat grilling. It's frustrating because I just feel like I'm guessing every time. I wish I was better. I wish I could prepare, 9 out of 10 at least, get it right. Last time we cooked steaks, totally overcooked them, and I felt like the world's biggest a-hole.
And your wife
on a plate in front of my wife,
and she probably was like, "No, it's fine." My wife always, "It's fine. No, it's fine. I know this pork is pink."
Yeah, she
inside.
Ate like half of it, and I knew
full.
It wasn't
so
good.
God,
I had a bite of hers. Hers was at least better than mine.
Oh God, this sucks. I'm getting killed.
Yeah, you are.
I'm getting absolutely killed. YouTube. Yes, I've done the YouTube thing. I'm not good at it. Okay, I'm just, my hands are fumbly and fat, and I can't get the thing to hold at the top. I'm sorry. I'm imperfect. I'm an imperfect person. All right.
That is unbelievable.
Ben and Woods.
That's a hell of a start.
Ben and Woods.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional.
Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tonight, I'm gonna have myself a real good time. I feel alive.
What a boy, Paul Loach. Daily Diddy today. The Queen for you.
Yeah.
Just talking about Bohemian Rhapsody. It's a stop down for me.
I was flipping through the guide and it was on whatever one of those channels. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I watched it a couple of times, I think, when it came out.
Rami Makhlouf was amazing in it.
Rami Makhlouf is in Milwaukee.
Rami Malek.
Yes.
Rami Makhlouf does sports radio.
Yeah, we had him on a couple weeks ago.
Maybe
to talk about the Bucks.
You just hit me over the head with a bat, and I can take it to the house.
I'll hit you with a guitar, and you won't be able to fix it.
God, I'm an idiot. I'm getting killed.
No, I was flipping through the guide, and yeah, Bohemian Rhapsody. It was a stop down. I didn't care what point
Makhlouf,
in the movie it was.
By the way,
Rami, I'm gonna have to send that to him. Wow, these guys are morons.
He's like, yeah, I slayed in that movie. Rami Malek. He was amazing.
Great job.
That when they did
and
that,
I saw people that didn't like that.
People
movie.
Are dumb. When they did that side by side at Live Aid, you're like, oh my god, it was dead on. It was so cool. I love all music biopics. It's really hard to find one that I don't really dig.
Yeah,
and I like that one a lot.
I liked The Dirt, Motley Crue.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Straight out of Compton, N.W.A.
It's phenomenal.
All of those.
Walk the Line.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just getting killed here, Paulie. I really am. I'm getting murdered on Twitter. Hey, listen, you know.
What are you getting more flack for, the grilling or the guitar?
Pretty equal. You know, listen, I mean, you're going to find most radio hosts, you know, are going to come in here and beat their chest about how smart they are about sports. I don't like to do that. Talk about how manly they are, you know, smoking cigars and drinking whiskey. And, you know, I can do all those things, too. I can get in the mud with you. That being said, there's a lot of things that I wish I was better at.
You drank a beer on the air yesterday.
I did. And I'll tell you, man, I thought about that beer all day. Swing Lube.
Yeah.
Our buddies brought it in.
They left some in the fridge.
They did. I'm going to steal it
today.
We're
going to grab some on our way after the show.
We're stoked. Today we're playing golf with our sponsored athlete, Steve Sugimoto.
Let's go.
I can't wait to meet him finally. And we're taking him out, play a little round of golf. Today, very excited to see him. Got some gifts for him. Sweet little angel texted Paulie and said, oh, I'd love to play. How much do I need to bring for greens fees? And I go, hey, kid.
Don't even bring your wallet, bro.
You're on the Ben and Woods payroll now. You don't pay for anything, ever. This is, what's it called? The whole scene. The SIL?
The NIL?
NIL.
Name, image, likeness.
You're the guy. You're our guy. You're our only athlete that we sponsor. We are going to take care of you to the end. We hooked him up with tickets to go see the Padres the other day. Padres won that game.
Yeah. 1-0 with Steve Sugimoto in attendance.
And
just
so
saying.
We're going to play with him today. And me, Paulie, our buddy Foster, and Steve. Who's riding with Steve? Should I?
Doesn't matter. I mean, do it. You can do it. Whatever.
I'm going to ride with Steve because, really, to be honest with you, I want the tips. Just the tips from Steve. I'm going to wear.
That's what I told him. I said, you don't owe us a dollar, but I'm going to wear you out for some pointers pretty much all round.
There's no doubt. I'm really excited about this, man. I'm excited that we're doing it. I'm excited that we've got him. And, you know, it's funny. Like, I would think about sponsoring other athletes, but I'm actually pretty cool just having one to throw all of our attention to. I really like that.
Yeah.
I like that he's a golfer. I like that he goes to SDSU.
It's the old Jerry Maguire treatment.
Yes.
One client, give him all your attention. God. You don't need 20 All-Stars?
Just one. Just ride it. I'm going to ride Steve all the way to the PGA Tour, buddy.
It was a rough path for Jerry, but it worked out in the
end.
Dude,
it came out in the end, you know. And I'm so excited to be able to hang with him and see him today. Today's an interesting show. Obviously, it's Ben and Woods, so you're going to hear a lot of baseball. Excited to talk to our next guest. It's a very we didn't mean for this to happen. It just happened. So today's Jesse Day.
Well, we have Jesse Agler every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday.
And then I sent you, I don't know, I was going through my phone yesterday. We're kind of kicking some names around who to talk to. I sent you like 4 or 5 names, and we landed on Jesse Rogers.
Jesse Rogers, our pal, ESPN Major League Baseball insider from Chicago. It's a Jesse Day. It's Jesse Rogers, Jesse Agler. Maybe we'll pit them against each other and see which is the better Jesse. I have a feeling who will win here in San Diego. I think everybody would vote for Jesse Agler. But I'm a big Jesse Rogers fan. Got some had some interesting comments yesterday about what the Cubs did and just baseball overall. Just a great dude. Always so good to our show and a great guest every time. So he's coming up next. Stay right here. We'll get into all of it. It's Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine.
It's a great call, Paulie. It is Jesse's day on Ben and Woods. Yeah, it's Jesse day.
Happy Jesse.
We got Jesse Rogers joining us in a second. We got Jesse Agler joining us later. This hour of Ben and Woods brought to you by Smart Investing. Tune in Saturday mornings from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. 97.3 The Fan. Listen to the Smart Investing Show. Brent Wilsey, the host of the show, has 40 years experience in finance. Recently picked as one of California's top investment advisors for 2020 by Forbes magazine. Smart Investing Saturday at 8 a.m. on 97.3 The Fan. Let's check
Brent
traffic.
Wilson could change a guitar
string. I bet he could. That's a shot. That's a shot at me. I'm going to ask Jesse Rogers how he is on the grill and so much more coming up next after traffic.
Traffic is sponsored by the Sports Me app. Couple stall vehicles to let you know about, guys. One of them is a motorhome, westbound King Freeway at 30th Street. That's in the left lane. And got a stalled car blocking the HOV lane on northbound side of the 805 right before the King Freeway. Talk sports on the new Sports Me app. It's about real fans, real athletes, and real sports talk. Sports Me lets the fans be part of the story. Join in the conversations, watch and vote on favorites, and listen in. Hit the Sports Me app, download it, and be part of the story. I'm Kelly Danick with Ben and Woods, San Diego's #1 sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
And joining us now in the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline is our pal from Chicago, ESPN MLB insider Jesse Rogers. Jesse, how are you, buddy?
I'm good. Good morning to you guys.
How are you on the grill? Would you consider yourself a good, like, are you a good grill man?
Been a big talker this morning for us.
Yeah, it was.
No. My problem with myself on the grill is that I'm too nervous. You're not supposed to be flipping your steaks that often, and I need to see the other side, see if I did, you know, burnt it. So I'm too. I got a twitchy finger there on the grill with the whatever you call it, the thing that turns the
tongs or spatula. Whatever. Yeah, the spatula, the tongs. I get the worst anxiety, especially if my wife every now and then will come home and say, "Hey, I got some really good steaks from the market," and I'm like, "Oh God, why? I'm going to butcher these, and not in the good way. I'm going to ruin
for that price. Let's just go out.
Yeah, let's just go out if we're going to do it. I'm right there with you. It's anxiety, and I'm filled with anxiety when I have to do that, Jesse.
Yeah, I can't just let it sit there. I have to be doing something on the grill. So I'm not very good. I'm not very good.
Well, that makes me feel a little bit better. You know, speaking of anxiety, it was an awful, awful week here in San Diego. I mean, it was gut punch after gut punch, you know, to think that you're in on Max Scherzer, to find out not only are you not in on him, but he's going to the Dodgers along with Trey Turner. Then Fernando Tatis Jr. gets hurt. But I got to tell you, man, the thing I've been telling myself like a mantra is, well, at least we're not the Cubs or the Nationals. And I know you cover the Cubs a lot there in Chicago. What is going on?
Yeah, I was in Washington on Friday when all this went down. And you talk about, you know, going from two teams that won a World Series recently to two, like, AAA teams facing each other in a weekend series. That's what I saw up close in Washington on Friday and Saturday. You know, they just came to the end of their run. And it just happened in a very dramatic way, because all these guys were on sort of the same timeline and they weren't able to sign any of them to long-term deals. Coming to the end of your run happens, okay. Trading free agents happen. But what was very unusual is none of these stars from 16 signed long-term deals other than Kyle Hendricks. I mean, we can go back to Kyle Schwarber. We could go to, obviously, Baez, Rizzo, and Russell, who lost a lot of money because then he got in trouble, you know, and then moved on, and he's basically out of the league. I mean, none of these guys signed back with the team, and a bunch of them are going to go to free agency this year, finally. And maybe they lost money, maybe they'll make money, but it's just unusual for a team, an iconic team, won a World Series, didn't sign up one of their guys, you know, just be one cornerstone, you know, guy to lead them into the next era, let alone more than one guy. You know, you think you might sign two or three of them.
Yeah.
And they didn't sign any except for Kyle Hendricks. It's pretty crazy.
Talking to Jesse Rogers, ESPN Major League Baseball insider. Jesse, I kind of used the Cubs and the Nationals yesterday on the air as maybe a bit of a cautionary tale. It's something that you hate to see, obviously. If you're a baseball fan, look, you love to see superstars get moved and go to new teams and contribute, unless they're contributing against us, which I'm sure they all will here very soon. It's what I kind of caution Padre fans of, like, hey, listen, when the window is open, you have to attack, because it's not going to last forever. I think, you know, this city has seen its fair share of fire sales and guys moved. You actually, you know, I thought, 5, 6, 7 years ago, man, the Cubs are building something that's going to sustain for a long time. They're going to win multiple World Series, and if not, they're going to have long, sustained playoff runs, and it just isn't the case. And it's actually mind-boggling when you think about it. Do you look at them for the Padres as like a cautionary tale as well?
Yes. I think every team's a little unique, it's a little different everywhere. I mean, I wrote about the Cubs today and how they got to this point. And one thing I did not include, because it's kind of just in the air, is the idea that I truly believe this. I've said this for about a week now. I've said this a long time, actually. But the fact that they didn't win a second championship is due to the fact that they won a first one. Do you understand what I mean?
Interesting, yeah.
You break a 108-year drought, the world changes in that moment. The baseball world, the Cub world, it all changed. And if I have an overall criticism of former manager Joe Maddon and even Theo and Jed, you have seen Jed Hoyer, is that they didn't quite realize how it would change. And I don't know if anybody can. I grew up here. I grew up a Cub fan. Now I cover the teams. I'd like to think I have some authority on this.
Yeah.
You just don't know. 108 years, the holy grail of championships. You just can't run it back. Now, in 17, okay, you try to repeat. I get it. But by 18, they should have been infusing new talent, changing the dynamic,
yep.
bringing in a few players that had never won a chance. Like, they needed a new motivation. So every situation is different. I can't speak exactly to the Padres.
Sure.
But what you said about the window, players age quickly. Like, I can guarantee you, within years, if not sooner, your callers are going to start saying that Fernando Tatis' contract looks terrible.
Yeah.
It's just the nature of how it goes. Players age quickly. They're in their primes, and all of a sudden they're not. So, yes, there are those windows. And unless you're the like once in a while a team just – like the Dodgers have extended this window. Like it usually opens and closes, especially for smaller market teams. So it is all a cautionary tale.
Talking to Jesse Rogers, ESPN Major League Baseball insider. I saw you tweet yesterday, and I immediately went and read the comments from Jed Hoyer. And I didn't like those comments, to be honest with you. And I don't know how the tone was in Chicago, but it felt a little bit like punting. It sounded like he was punting. He said, hey, I sleep pretty good at night knowing, you know, the efforts we made. It was interesting to me when Theo kind of stepped down and kind of blamed himself a little bit for the way that baseball is now, talking about value, right? Everybody is so hung up on value. And basically what value means is we want really good players for really cheap. That's what it is. I mean, and you know, the Cubs, by letting all of these guys walk, Jesse, don't you think, you know, taking shots at those guys on their way out of town was kind of tired?
Yeah, no, that was a radio interview, so it can always look a little worse in print.
Sure.
I don't disagree with you. Here's the thing. I think he mentions being frustrated. That's in the headline. He's frustrated not necessarily at the players individually. He's just frustrated at the situation, which is that they weren't able to sign them up. And I think he understands maybe the team should take some blame. And certainly in those comments, it looked like he was blaming the players as well. And I will go back to when they won the World Series and they were the toast of the town and the toast of the baseball world. I think each of those individual agents thought, well, my guy deserves the max.
Yeah.
You know, Scott Boras wasn't going to take some team-friendly deal for Chris Bryant. He was going to try to beat the last guy that set a record. And Kyle Schwarber was the 2016 World Series hero. So I guess my answer to that is there's enough blame to go around. And I think it just came out in that interview a little bit with Jed. And, yes, it looks a little harsh. But he's a little bit right and a little bit wrong. Like, for example, Anthony Rizzo, you guys know well, was with you guys.
Yep.
Like, he probably deserved some whether it's back pay or captain pay
yes.
or on the face of the franchise pay, and the Cubs wouldn't do it. They sort of treated these guys like they were just regular guys instead of maybe the iconic heroes they were. Now, again, you don't want to get caught in a bad contract, but maybe there's a middle ground there where, okay, we're going to pay Rizzo a little bit more, but we're not going to pay this guy because he's not worth whatever. And it just never happened. And so I think there's criticism on both sides for the fact that nobody signed up.
It's just amazing to me. Talking to Jesse Rogers, ESPN Major League Baseball insider here on Ben and Woods. Now, across town with the White Sox, things are going a little bit better. You know, they re-upped Lance Lynn. You know, they're playing really, really good baseball. They're a contender for sure. And many people liking what they've put together. That's got to sting even worse for Cub fans.
Yeah, it does, but they may have gotten the best player they could get back for Kimbrel. Obviously, Jed Hoyer thinks they did. Nick Madrigal is, I think, a really good player,
yeah.
especially if you believe in contact, and I think the game is going to move in that direction. So, of course, it hurts Cub fans, absolutely. But usually when you make a deal like that, and I don't know if San Diego has an equivalent, but when you make a deal like that, the other team has to pay a little bit of a tax. They've talked about this before, like interdivision trades,
inter-city
trades. And so you have to imagine they got the max for Kimbrel, the absolute max for Kimbrel. And I think they probably did, two major league ready players off the White Sox major league team. Now, one of them was hurt, but that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Not some double-A prospects. So it hurts, but look, it should hasten the rebuild a little bit quicker when you get two major league guys.
And such fascinating stuff. It was a phenomenal trade deadline. All the new guys already contributing for their new teams. I think Baez got pulled or something. I think he might have hurt himself if I read that right. But Chris Bryant, you know, hitting a bomb. Rizzo's been amazing so far for the Yankees, and it's just, you know, it's the nature of the business, Jesse. You cover it better than anybody. We really appreciate your time, my brother.
You got it, guys. I really thought Zach Davies was going to go back to you guys. I just had this in the back of my mind. You needed a starter, and he had a good year for you guys, but I was a little surprised you didn't pick up a starter.
So were we.
We picked up about 10 over the last year, but you've had a couple injuries there. So I was a little surprised that at least Davies didn't go back.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see what shakes out. And, man, I hope to see you soon. Keep up the great work.
Okay, guys.
All right, brother. Thank you so much. That is our pal, Jesse Rogers. He is just the best. He was on the Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad fan hotline. Save money the right way with Premier Chevrolet of Carlsbad. Visit them today in the Carlsbad Auto Mall. Chevrolet. Find new roads. Yeah, man. Paulie, I'm telling you, it's very few things keep me up at night other than thinking about this stupid window. And when this window screams open, is it open now? Did we not do enough? Did we do too much? Did we waste our time? Are we giving away too many valuable prospects? I don't know. I mean, it's when you look at some of the moves that have been made, look, everybody in here, everybody in this town, we're beating our chest every time AJ Preller makes a move. And I think for good reason. I think the guy, if you wanted to do like a report card on his all of his trades since he's been here, he's won some and he's lost some. Mm-hmm. Every GM is that way.
Yeah,
every
nobody single bats a thousand.
One, right? I mean, some people would tell you the Rays bat a thousand. They don't. They've let plenty of talent go.
They let Jake Cronenworth go.
They've let Willy Adames go. There's plenty of guys that have gone away. Now, they've fleeced some teams, sure, but so have the Padres. They've absolutely fleeced some teams. I saw one, somebody tweeted, our buddy Jason just tweeted, this one stings. I'll tell you right now, this one does sting. And you would have never known. Cal Quantrill is like on fire right now. He is absolutely on fire. He's gone, I think, 6 innings in his last 5 starts. Yeah, Quantrill, 4 straight starts, allowing just 1 run. He's gone 6 innings in 4 of his last 5 starts. How good would a Cal Quantrill look in this rotation now?
Pretty,
you know?
Pretty good.
You see Franmil hitting bombs, and it's like, oh, cool. If we had a DH, yeah, you'd be really bummed.
He would have never left.
He would have never left. He has a tattoo of Petco Park. He loved it here. So, yeah, man, I mean, you do what you have to do in the moment. And one thing I will say, it's hard to now. But there may be a time in 2 years from now, Paulie, where we sit here and go, man, I'm really glad we didn't unload Gore or Abrams or Hassel, because look how freaking good these guys are. They're all pretty young. Mackenzie Gore is the one that kind of is on the fast track. I mean, well, we thought was on the fast track.
Supposed to be on the fast
track. He's not on the fast track right now, as far as we know. Yeah. And he's run into some struggles. But there hopefully comes a time where you're like, bro, I am so glad we did not flip 2 of those 3 guys for Jose Berrios or Kyle Gibson or, frankly, even Max Scherzer.
Overpay. You know,
Max, yeah, it's a massive – Max is the one, though. I said it yesterday. Max is the one, I think, if you're like, bro, you can justify that by going, we went after Max Scherzer. Like, we got Max Scherzer, and we wanted him in the postseason, and he's great, and he was going to anchor this rotation, and blah, blah, blah. You can explain that one away. There are always going to be a couple that slip through the cracks. I mean, some of the guys that we traded to the Mariners for Nola, those guys are playing well. And you tip your hat. You know, you're okay dealing Ty France, though. You're okay. Who's the catcher we gave them? He's playing really well. I can't remember his name, for the love of God. But AJ does a good job in dealing from surplus, right? Like, guys that are blocked. Okay, great. You know, I mean, look, I'm not going to freak out about Tucapita Marcano. I'm just not. I never saw it, really. And if he turns out to be a really good player, good for him, man. I tip my hat. But we got Adam Frazier for him, and I like Adam Frazier. He's proven.
Torrens.
Yeah, Luis Torrens.
And
he's playing well, you know, for the Mariners. But, man, sometimes that's what it is. It's a change of scenery. It's a different approach. It's a different coaching staff where it just clicks.
Absolutely. You're talking about the window. I saw a lot of people upset with Buster Olney yesterday.
Yes, I saw that, too.
Now, I'm not going to defend Buster Olney.
It sounds like you're about to defend Buster Olney.
He is a noted pod. He's got a gripe against the Padres. I don't know what it is.
He really does.
I don't understand it. At first, I didn't even like.
I'm going to take it as disrespect. Whatever he says, I'm going to take it as disrespect.
At first, I was like, nah, people are overreacting. And then you're like, no, he really takes a shot every chance he can.
Every chance he gets.
And so he put out a big, you know, trade deadline post recap kind of a thing. And he was talking about the Padres. He had one little blurb, and he was talking about their window. And I think that's what people were getting upset about. I really couldn't tell. He says, Their window is right now, said one evaluator, because there isn't a lot behind this group anymore in the farm system. This is the time. And then he goes on to say, Musgrove could be a free agent after next season, and Darvish and Snell will be free agents after the 2023 season.
Okay.
Additionally, the Padres are now locked into a cycle in which, because of their big league success, they're going to be picking at the back of the draft instead of the front.
Makes sense, which...
I didn't really see what the problem was. I mean, are people upset that the window, that he doesn't... He's not saying the window's open 7 or 8 years?
No, I think what he's inferring is...
That's your top three pitchers right there that could potentially be gone in 2 years.
I think what he's inferring is that it's the old Dodger fan argument. Hey, you gutted your farm system for blah, right? And so if we trust A.J. Preller's scouting team, which we do, then we'll be fine. No matter where he drafts, he's going to find good value. He always does. That's one thing we always know. He always finds good players. Now, what those players turn into remains to be seen, to be honest with you. I mean, if you look around, but I don't care.
But with this team trying to win now, if you...
Yeah, use those guys to get major league players. Who cares?
A lot of these guys that you're trading away, you hope that their MLB comp Is the guy you traded for?
Yes.
So let's just fast forward 4 years and get the guy now.
I mean, look, having a dynasty these days is really tough. Having a dynasty going up against the Dodgers in the West it feels sometimes insurmountable. It really does, because their window seemingly will never close, and they're going to do what they need to do to get it done. And you know, I think AJ Preller, Peter Seidler, they will do what needs to be done as well. Some of these guys got to hit. And I don't mean hit at the plate. I mean, some of them have to pay off. Mackenzie Gore has to pay off. Robert Hassel III has to pay off. You know, Abrams needs to pay off.
We have to assume that one, two, maybe all three of those guys might have landed you Max Scherzer.
Correct. Yeah, And if you win a World Series, it's worth it. If not, it's not worth it. That's the tough part. It's when you know. And, you know,
I mean, if you tell me you could trade all three of those guys, you get Scherzer, you win a World Series.
Done.
See you later.
Bro, done.
Don't even think about it.
Of course. Of course.
Don't even think about it.
And then you go back and you pound the draft and you pound trades and do whatever it is that you do to keep it going. And I know those guys pretty well. I know they're not going to be satisfied with one, you know, and I know Peter Seidler's not going to be satisfied with one. And
get one before you can worry about two or three.
You got to crawl before you walk, man. And getting there and winning the World Series is the goal. So I think it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. But the Cubs, that type of thing scares me, man. The Nationals, what they did, that scares me.
They won it in 2019.
And it's over.
We had two-month shortened pandemic season.
Yep.
And they have burned it to the ground now.
Decimated. You look at that.
I have
team.
No idea what their farm system looks like. They can give Soto a lifetime contract, give him the statue contract, build around him.
I mean, they let Trey Turner go. They let him walk. Now, the thing that Jesse brought up, and this will be interesting to watch in the offseason, you know, if those guys really wanted to be Cubs forever, maybe Jed Hoyer realizes maybe the error of his ways and tries to sign them again, because they're all going to be free agents in the offseason, which, again, makes free agency really, really exciting and enticing, as it always is. So, I don't know, man. I do get panicked about the window, you know, but I first things first, win a World Series, then we'll worry about the window. That's when we start to panic.
Agreed.
You know, and he's not wrong. In 5 years, people will be calling, complaining about Fernando Tatis Jr.'s contract. There's no question.
I completely forgot, but I'll tease it for the next segment. We got a hell of a voicemail.
Oh, good. I love voicemails. Awesome.
Woke up and saw this, and I was delighted.
All right, stay with us then. It's Ben and Woods.
Ben made somebody very upset.
Oh, yes, he's not even here.
I know.
It's fantastic. Be right back. It's 97.3 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.